Anti-ultra-low emission zone areas in London have fewest electric vehicle chargers. Subscribe to Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free to hear more. The outer London boroughs that are trying to block or delay the extension of Sadiq Khan's ultra-low emission zone have installed the fewest electric vehicle chargers. The boroughs on the outskirts of London that oppose the extension of the new ultra-low emission zone is the least likely to help its residents switch to greener modes of transport, new figures show. Figures directly from all 33 London boroughs show that almost all boroughs with the fewest electric vehicle charging stations installed are now calling for the ultra-low emission zone extension to be removed or weakened. Areas opposed to ultra-low emission zone expansion had an average of fewer than 100 charging points installed. By comparison, areas supporting expansion through August 2023 had an average of more than 450 installations. Havering, Harrow, Hillingdon, Bexley, Barking and Dagenham and Bromley have fewer than 200 public electric vehicle charging points installed by October 2022. This represents just over 10% of total installations in Hammersmith and Fulham, the only boroughs with the most electric vehicle charging coverage. Havering, in East London, still has no public charging points for electric cars on its streets, according to Climate Group Possible. Harrow Council has announced it is prepared to spend up to £400,000 of local taxpayer money to challenge the expansion of the ultra-low emission zone in court. But figures from the government's Office of Zero Emission Vehicles show it has successfully applied for grants for public charging stations for electric cars for less than half that amount, with installations costing just £70,000 so far. Similarly, data from the Healthy Streets Scorecard Alliance found that anti-ultra-low emission zone areas also received the lowest scores in the capital for protected bike lanes and priority bus lanes. Croydon has the least protected cycle lanes of all outer London boroughs, and among the anti-ultra-low emission zone boroughs only Barking and Dagenham outperform the London average for cycle lanes. Bexley and Bromley have the lowest percentage of bus routes with priority bus lanes in the London League, and bus lane coverage is below average in every borough that opposes the ultra-low emission zone. Leo Murray, co-director of Possible, said, "It is deeply ironic to hear these councils demand the mayor does more to support Londoners to switch to greener transport when they've barely lifted a finger to do so themselves. Against a backdrop of failure and negligence in their own jurisdictions, bad faith complaints about the impacts of ultra-low emission zone expansion on constituents ring very hollow. If people living in these boroughs feel trapped driving dirty vehicles, then perhaps their councils should be using the powers and funding available to them to help residents clean up their travel, instead of carping from the sidelines." London Mayor Sadiq Khan plans to expand the ultra-low emission zone to cover all 32 boroughs as well as the City of London on August 29, 2023. When the ultra-low emission zone covers the City of London and all 32 boroughs later this year, it will now include a further 5 million people. While CO2 emissions from road transport across London have been falling, progress has been very uneven. In fact, anti-ultra-low emission boroughs such as Havering, Bexley, Bromley, Croydon and Harrow saw emissions rise in the years leading up to the pandemic. Possible said for the capital's climate targets to be met, outer London councils need to act to reverse these trends. It has been suggested that car traffic in the capital must drop by an unprecedented 27% by 2030. Concentrations of harmful nitrogen dioxide on the streets of central London are estimated to be 20% lower than they would be without the ultra-low emissions zone and its extension. In central London, nitrogen dioxide levels are estimated to be 44% lower than they should be. Please give Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast a 5-star review to help us grow our audience. Subscribe to the Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Deezer, Breaker, Castbox, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Audible, Gaana, Samsung Podcasts, Google News and the Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Alexa skill. For more articles and episodes, search Vietnamese electric car maker VinFast says cuts won't derail plans.